Hello and welcome. I'm Carlette Christmas, and this is On Point Talk, the official OPT network. OPT brings you a fresh perspective on local and national issues. Our guests will encourage, uplift, and enlighten you one conversation at a time in business, community, social, health issues, and a lot more. Daryl's is an auto service specialist that you can trust and rely on. With over 35 years of experience, no repair is too large or too small. Daryl's Auto Service provides A to Z repairs on domestic and foreign vehicles. When it comes to service and repairs, Daryl's Auto Service is where customers feel safe, sending their family and friends. Daryl's Auto Service, member ASA. Daryl's Auto Service is conveniently located at 6304 Masonic Drive. The number to phone is 318-443-5741. Daryl's Auto Service, another proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Hunger exists in Central Louisiana. It has many faces, but knows no age, no race, no gender, no season. The Food Bank of Central Louisiana is working to end hunger. We distribute food to more than 22,000 people every month, but many more often do not know where their next meal will come from. We need your help. Call the food bank or visit fbcinlaw.org. Please support the food bank in its efforts to alleviate hunger in Central Louisiana.
The Food Bank of Central Louisiana is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Nora Clayton and Something Unique About Hair has moved to a bigger and better location and has changed its name to Be Unique Hair Salon. It's located at 1771 Elliott Street, Suite B in Alexandria, Louisiana. Be Unique Hair Salon will still offer great services specializing in healthy hair and hair restoration. Be Unique Hair Salon still provides total services like sew-ins, quick weaves, braids, deep conditioners, plus a whole lot more. Be Unique Hair Salon. Phone for an appointment, 318-442-7204.
Creating opportunities and leveling the playing field for all citizens are critical to ensuring Alexandria's social and economic sustainability. The City of Alexandria Diversity in Action Program was created to assist small, emerging, and minority and women-owned businesses by providing the resources and the network they need to become competitive and successful. Diversity in Action works with MBE, WBE businesses, coordinating businesses with startup, coaching, and entrepreneurial assistance such as capacity building, providing access to capital, and more. If you are an MBE, WBE business, Diversity in Action can assist your business through the Close the Gap mentoring program, designed to bridge the gap between potential failure and success in a small emerging businesses program. Diversity in Action is a free service working with businesses removing obstacles to success for anyone who is willing to work hard and diligently. Get started today. 318-449-5107. That's 318-449-5107. Or go to www.diversityinaction.org.
Diversity in Action is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Louisiana Cardiovascular and Thoracic Institute. Doctors Gary Jones and Chance DeWitt are committed to innovations, pioneering many of the latest advancements in cardiovascular and thoracic surgical care in the Central Louisiana region, providing state-of-the-art technology for patients. LACVT specializes in surgical treatment of heart, vascular, and lung disorders. When patients need evaluation or surgery for cardiovascular health concerns, there's more to consider than their physical health. Dr. Jones and Dr. DeWitt are involved, personable physicians who give patients the time and attention they need. Our team's expertise, combined with our commitment to outstanding patient care, means that physicians in our area can refer patients to LACVT with confidence. For more information, 318-442-0106 or www.lacvt.com. It's a wonderful time of year at Dillard's Alexandria. From the best names in fashion, beauty, and fragrances to all the luxuries of home, Dillard's Alexandria is your Christmas destination. For huge holiday savings and spectacular selections, Dillard's Alexandria is the style of Christmas. Discover great gifts for her, for him, and for your home. Experience firsthand what all the buzz is about. For a wonderful shopping experience awaits you at Dillard's Alexandria for the style of Christmas. Dillard's Alexandria, located in the Alexandria Mall. For more information, phone 318-445-9992. Dillard's Alexandria, another proud sponsor of On Point Talk. Is your hair red carpet ready? Well, Selah Beauty Supply is Alexandria's newest beauty supply store. Selah Beauty Supply offers 7,000 square feet of beauty supplies and accessories. Everything you need in designer hair brands, wigs, extensions, handbags, scarves, cosmetics, hats, and jewelry, plus so much more. Look your absolute best with Selah Beauty Supply, the supply store with all of your beauty needs. Selah Beauty Supply is located at 4011 Lakeside Drive behind Pizza Hut at Lee and MacArthur Drive, or phone 318-442-8950. Open Monday through Saturday from 9:30 a.m. to 6:30 p.m. Selah Beauty Supply, another proud sponsor for On Point Talk. Hello, everybody, and welcome. I'm Carlette Christmas. That's David Christmas. And if you're listening, you're on point. This is the official OPT Network. And our website, of course, is www.onpointcxmas.com. Go to our website, click on, and listen live. We welcome you from all parts of the country on this Friday morning, this rainy, cold, and wet Friday morning, December the 28th. DC, it's one of those mornings where you don't want to roll out. You just want to roll over. But you know what? If you're getting your workday started, we want to remind you that it is rainy, wet, and the temperatures are dropping, even from the time we left this morning until the time we arrived here at the studio. The temperatures are dropping, and this is the sort of weather that you gotta be careful. Slow down. Give yourself enough time to get there safely, because this is when it's not a good time to be in a hurry, when it's just slippery and wet outside. So we want to encourage you to get there, stay engaged, get there safely. Also, we want to remind you that in order to connect with us in the new year, you can always send your correspondences to our offices at 3717 Government Street, Suite Number 2, right here in Alexandria, Louisiana, zip 71302. Or you can simply phone us by dialing 318-445-5658. For many people, D.C., this morning, it feels like a week that has been a long week, because of the holiday right in the middle of the week or the beginning of the week. So people are still trying to get their bearings, I think, and still trying to get their momentum. And in this kind of weather, it just makes you want to sleep in. But we want to encourage you that the whole week, usually we talk about momentum Monday, but the whole week, I think that people need their momentum. And momentum is something you need to keep deep within, so that you know no matter what's happening, no matter how the weather is, no matter how the week was, you keep pressing. Keep pressing and keep moving, DC. Keep your momentum going. And that's what it's all about. You know what? It's not about the weather. It's not about how the week went. It's not about what you're anticipating. It's about being present in the moment. It's about starting your morning with the best positive mental attitude And going into 2013, we're going to continue to talk about PMA, positive mental attitude. It absolutely matters. It matters what you're putting in. And you know what? We want to just encourage people on this rainy Friday morning, just calm yourself, steady yourself, and know that whatever happened during the week, it's over. Today is a new day. We're embarking upon a new year. And yesterday, DC, the conversation was so incredibly amazing that we walked away from the microphone with lots of text messages, lots to think about. And you know, as we're planning for the new year and the new season of the official OPT network, we have got some huge things on tap. But you know what? We're planning to help people to be the best them that they can be going into 2013. And also focusing on being the best us that we can be in 2013. And you know what? All of this stuff takes work. And we don't ever want to discourage. We want to encourage people. We want to help to give you that momentum to keep moving, to keep pressing forward, and to answer those three questions that we talked about on yesterday, because they're critical. And when you start to think about it, it starts to put things in perspective. And so this morning, we want to talk about several things, but we want to talk about just some things, DC, that experts say, four easy things that will make your life in the new year better. Just easy common sense stuff. We want you to stay on point, and we're going to take a quick break here. It's Friday. It is the weekend. No matter what the weather says outside, it's 7:41 a.m. December the 28th. Everybody, you're on point. We're back right after this. Is your hair red carpet ready? Well, C'est La Beauty Supply is Alexandria's newest beauty supply store. C'est La Beauty Supply offers 7,000 square feet of beauty supplies and accessories. Everything you need in designer hair brands, wigs, extensions, handbags, scarves, cosmetics, hats, and jewelry, plus so much more. Look your absolute best with C'est La Beauty Supply, the supply store with all of your beauty needs. C'est La Beauty Supply is located at 4011 Lakeside Drive behind Pizza Hut at Lee and MacArthur Drive, or phone 318-442-8950. Open Monday through Saturday from 9:30 a.m. to 6:30 p.m. C'est La Beauty Supply, another proud sponsor for On Point Talk. It's a wonderful time of year at Dillard's Alexandria. From the best names in fashion, beauty, and fragrances to all the luxuries of home, Dillard's Alexandria is your Christmas destination. For huge holiday savings and spectacular selections, Dillard's Alexandria is the style of Christmas. Discover great gifts for her, for him, and for your home. Experience firsthand what all the buzz is about. For a wonderful shopping experience awaits you at Dillard's Alexandria for the style of Christmas. Dillard's Alexandria, located in the Alexandria Mall. For more information, phone 318-445-9992. Dillard's Alexandria, another proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
HicksonHasIt.com. HicksonHasIt.com. Click on to shop hundreds of new and smart buy pre-owned vehicles. HicksonHasIt.com has Toyotas, BMWs, Mazdas, Fords, Lincolns, plus every make and model to choose. Click on HicksonHasIt.com 24/7, 365 days a year. New and smart buy specials updated daily. HicksonHasIt.com. Everything you want. HicksonHasIt.
Hickson Automotive Group is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Tomorrow is just around the corner. Putting the tax advantages of an IRA to work for you now is the smartest way to begin saving for retirement. An IRA from First Federal Bank can set you on the right path. The sooner you start contributing, the longer your money grows and the more you benefit. With one of their representatives today about the IRA that's right for you. First Federal Bank of Louisiana. Member FDIC.
First Federal Bank is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Bro, where's your car?
It's okay. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Oh, hey, Jake.
My car got jacked.
I got it.
Ladies,
Guess you're walking.
You got those figures for me yet?
Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there with an intern. Nice work.
Casual Wednesdays!
Whoa! What?
State Farm agents are there when you need them.
Your on-point Good Neighbor State Farm agent in Alexandria is Rosa Fields, 318-487-1881 or 4304 South MacArthur Drive. Your on-point Good Neighbor State Farm agent in Avoyelles Parish is Kyle Wolf, 318-346-6695 or 1109 Shirley Road in Bunkie. For those hosting a party, whatever the occasion, Southwest Beverage distributes the Great Party Guide, which provides tips to help ensure that their guests consume alcohol beverages responsibly and make it home safely. For more information, log on to www.beresponsible.com.
Rayhide Paint and Body Works is committed to their customers and Central Louisiana. They're an established business that has provided quality repairs for over 30 years. It's their investment in the highest quality materials and the latest technology that sets them apart from the rest. You know, your automobile is one of the biggest investments you'll ever make, so be sure that any repairs meet safety standards and will last the lifetime of your vehicle. Rayhide Paint and Body Works, anybody can remove dents. They remove doubts.
Rayhide Paint and Body Works is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Alexandria's Diversity in Action program, as part of the Central Louisiana Business Incubator, was created to assist small, emerging, minority, and women-owned businesses to become competitive and successful. Here are some of the businesses that they've helped.
Hello, my name is Darlene St. Romain. I am the CEO of Sylvia's Care and Companions Healthcare Services. Central Louisiana Business Incubator assists my agency with marketing by creating a commercial and a business website. They also assisted with the accreditation of my agency.
I am Fanny Gordon, owner and operator of Fanny Silks and Scents. They help my business to grow. For instance, improve sales tools and product marketing.
I'm Ivy Anna Stewart, owner of Soulscapes. I want to take this opportunity to thank the Diversity in Action for acknowledging and actively reaching out to our diversity firms here in Alexandria.
Diversity in Action is a free service for small businesses as a part of the Central Louisiana Business Incubator. For more information, call 318-449-5107. That's 318-449-5107.
Alexandria Diversity in Action is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Hello, I am Angela Fine, the cosmetic manager at Dillard's of Alexandria, and I would like to wish everyone a Merry Christmas and a very Happy New Year.
Hello, everybody, and welcome. It's Friday. It's the weekend, baby. If you're just getting your work day started, it's 7:47 a.m. Central Standard Time, 8:47 Eastern, and today is December the 28th. This segment is sponsored by First Federal Bank of Louisiana, building the community that we serve for more than 60 years. Like a good neighbor, your State Farm agent, Rosa Fields, is serving Rapides Parish for all of your auto, insurance, life, home, all of your insurance needs. The number to phone, 318-487-1881. Also, Hickson Automotive Group. They're in Alexandria, Leesville, and Monroe. We can't say enough about Selah Beauty Supply. If you're looking for an incredible place to get your weave, your extension, your wigs, your cosmetics, your handbags, your accessories, Selah Beauty Supply is where you want to start. They're located at 4011 Lakeside Drive, right here in Alexandria. It's a new business, a new building, 7,000 square feet. It's clean. It's just absolutely appealing to shop in. And most importantly, great attitudes. The number to phone, 318-442-8950. They are right behind MacArthur Drive, the Pizza Hut that's right there. If you'll turn off, whether you're coming north or south on Highway 71 or on MacArthur Drive, you'll see the Pizza Hut, and it's that side street. That's Lakeside Drive right here in Alexandria. Now, changing gears just a little bit, DC. You know, yesterday we were talking a lot about ushering the new year in and really giving people a lot to think about. And there are a few things that we'd like to kind of just share and talk about this morning. And one of those things that I believe that just really, really got into our spirits, and not just because it's a new year, but just the changes that we're seeing in our own lives, the changes that we're seeing in our friends' lives,
and changes that we're seeing in people's lives that we don't even know. Now, people might say, well, Carlette, what in the world are you talking about? Well, one of the first changes that I'm talking about is this morning's paper. You look up, and people that are sports fans, D.C., know who Avery Johnson is, Coach Avery Johnson. He's from Louisiana. He played at Southern University. He played in the league, and then he went on to be a coach in the league. Well, Avery was the coach of the Dallas Mavs, was very successful there. Then he went on to coach the Brooklyn Nets. Well, this morning, and, you know, the pundits have been talking about Avery probably would be getting whacked. He'd probably lose his job. And so this morning's paper confirmed that. And, you know, it's just amazing how you can go from high, high to low, low. Now, just in the month of November, he was voted Coach of the Month in November and out of a job by New Year. And so in the natural, that just doesn't make sense. And so I was looking at the paper this morning, and then I was looking at all of the people that we know, D.C., within this year that for no apparent reason, and of course we know coaching is, it's a different animal.
Oh, yeah.
You got to win. You got to be winning to stay in it. You got to produce. And that's any place. But then I'm talking about and thinking about changes. People that we know this year that were seemingly doing very well in their businesses, at their jobs, and just got fired. And one friend in particular, he called us so despondent. Wonderful executive, does a wonderful job. And he called us one afternoon, we were sitting in our office, and he said, I just got fired. He's got a family. He's got a home. He's got everything that we all have. And in that, he said, I don't know what happened. He said, I asked the owner why. He said, it wasn't because you weren't doing a good job. It wasn't because you weren't doing good business. There was no real apparent reason for why.
Right.
And so in cases like that, of changes, especially as you're embarking upon, for many people, the holidays. We saw Wholesome Bakery. We saw people lose their job. You know, we've just seen so many changes, and that's the only word that you can put on that, changes, over this past year. People that we have been knowing and have been in their jobs for, some for two decades, their boss just called them in and said, we're no longer going to need you anymore. Changes. And so when we started to think about that and we started to process what that means, we really wanted to have a conversation with thinkers this morning. Because yesterday we talked about embarking upon the new year and really beginning to birth some things. And so as we started talking about our friend's situation that got fired, we started saying how brilliant he was, what a great businessman he was, and the things that we knew were in his heart that he was never able to birth. And for a lot of people, D.C., a lot of people have to get fired for no apparent reason to start the birthing process.
Sometimes you have to get pushed off.
That's true, but it's tough. And then when you get pushed off, you've got to grieve through getting pushed off.
Right.
And so we looked at this guy and we said, you know, he's educated. He's done great business for this company and for other companies for years. And people can't understand why they get pushed out for no apparent reason. Is it ageism? Is it sexism? Or is it just God giving them what they couldn't do for themselves, or doing for them what they couldn't do for themselves to get to the next thing, the changes of the new year? And so a lot of people are going through changes right now, driving in this morning, saying, you know what, I believe my season, and I use this word a lot, I believe my season is over. And one of the things that the editor-in-chief of Cosmopolitan magazine said, she said, you know what, they had renewed my contract. Everything looked great and everything was great. She said, but you've got to know when to get out. She said it was fine and I could have gone into another season at Cosmo. But she said, I decided to get out before they asked me to leave. Because it's a huge ego disaster when you get fired, you see. It's just hard to, it's hard for people.
Yeah, it's a hit.
You know, and so when you take that hit, especially during or before the holidays, you know, picking yourself up and really, really tapping into all of those things that you know that are there. And the question, I guess, is this. Why are people so afraid? Why are we so steeped in fear that we trust going to work every day? And I'm not talking about everybody, because I know that every person was not created or has not the desire to have their own business. Some people were meant to be an asset to others or to help and serve into others' callings.
Right.
But then there are those people that have bigger aspirations but never step out into that. And then something happens like what happened to our friend, and he gets fired. And we know that men are providers. They're hunters, if you will. And so now you're left at this place of brokenness because you really don't have a plan B. Or you have a plan B, but you really haven't worked the plan B, and you're thrown into this place. And so I guess the question this morning is, how do people deal successfully with changes? How do you pick yourself up after you have been left, so to speak, from the job that you trusted, the paycheck that you trusted, all of the things that you trusted and believed in, but now you're being pushed out?
That's a good question.
Changes. We're talking about changes in 2013, and we're talking about how to help you to be successful in making those changes, how God is doing for us oftentimes what we refuse to do for ourselves. You're on point, everybody. It's Friday, and we're back after this.
To spend the night. Heavy rain falling, seems I hear your voice calling, it's all right. A rainy night in Georgia, a rainy night in Georgia, it seems like it's raining all over the world. I feel like it's raining all over the world. Neon signs are flashing, taxi cabs and buses passing through the night. A distant moaning of a train seems to play a sad refrain to the night. Georgia, such a rainy night in Georgia, Lord, I believe it's raining all over the world. I feel like it's raining all over the world.
Shopping for the best deal in town? Start at Heart of Louisiana Credit Union. Heart of Louisiana has great Visa rates as low as 7.9% APR. With no transfer fees and no cash advance fees, you'll start this shopping season with the best deal in town.
It's different from the start at the Credit Union with a heart. The Heart of Louisiana, Federal Credit Union.
Credit Union.
Shop happier this holiday season knowing that you've already found one of the best deals in town. A Heart of Louisiana Visa with great rates. Heart of Louisiana Credit Union's Visa with rates as low as 7.9% APR will get your Christmas shopping done and leave you with enough to treat yourself. Learn more at any branch or visit heartcu.org. Credit rates contingent on credit score and approval. Federally insured by the NCUA.
The Credit Union with a heart.
Heart of Louisiana Credit Union is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
There are gift shops, and then there's Terra Home. Terra Home has built a solid reputation in Central Louisiana as the go-to place for unique gift items for any occasion. The first thing you'll notice about Terra Home is it's bright, it's warm, and it's inviting. And the displays are meticulously put together and simply bursting with treasures just waiting to be discovered. Terra Home for the best gifts, home decor, jewelry, and so much more. Terra Home is located at 1355 Peterman Drive in Alexandria, or phone 318-561-0079.
Of Oils Parish invites you to vacation close to home. Come learn in our museums, enjoy annual festival fun, recreate at our golf courses, and choose from fine dining or casual home cooking. Your hotel room or bed and breakfast experience is waiting for your reservation. Of Oils Commission of Tourism invites you to stay and play in Of Oils Parish. For more information on Of Oils, call 800-833-4195 or www.traveloforoils.com or plan your Louisiana travels at louisianatravel.com.
Avol's Tourism is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Whether you're traveling north or south on Highway 71, Davis One Stop is centrally located in the heart of Cheneyville. Davis One Stop offers a full-service grocery store with fresh meats and a local butcher for the absolute finest cuts. And if that's not enough, for your convenience, there's a cafe and a gift shop where the service is great, the people are friendly, and the store is always clean. Davis One Stop. Everything you need, every time you shop. Davis One Stop, Cheneyville, Louisiana. Another proud sponsor for On Point Talk. Training for intervention procedures. Southwest Beverage helps provide tip server training to educate bartenders, wait staff, and store clerks on how to identify and prevent potential alcohol abuse situations and properly check IDs. To learn more, log on to www.beresponsible.com.
If McDonald's offered you a heavenly, mouth-watering pork sandwich, would you take it? A juicy, perfectly cooked slab of tender, real pork. Now smothered in tangy, savory barbecue sauce. Mmm. Imagine it. And top it with slivered onions and crisp pickles all housed between a toasted bun. Wish it was real? Well, the McRib is real and ready to be devoured. Grab one now before the fantasy fades. McDonald's McRib. More tasty temptations to love. For a limited time at participating McDonald's.
McDonald's of Alexandria is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Louisiana Cardiovascular and Thoracic Institute understand that their patients deserve leading-edge cardiac, vascular, and thoracic care. Board-certified doctors Gary Jones and Chance DeWitt are committed to quality care and innovations, pioneering many of the latest advancements in cardiovascular and thoracic surgical care. Louisiana Cardiovascular and Thoracic Institute, the leading edge in state-of-the-heart care. Louisiana Cardiovascular and Thoracic Institute, another proud sponsor for On Point Talk.
Hello, I am Rhonda Gallerson-Wade, Clinique Business Manager at Dillard's Alexandria, and I would like to wish you a very Merry Christmas and a blessed and Happy New Year.
Welcome back, everybody, to the OPT Network. This segment is sponsored by Terra Home. If you're looking for beautiful home decor, great gifts, you can find them at Terra Home, located at 1355 Peterman Drive, right here in Alexandria, St. Francis Cabrini Women's and Children's Hospital, caring for our community with state-of-the-art technology. Remember, mammograms, mammograms, mammograms for women ages 40 years old and older. Doesn't matter if you're uninsured or underinsured, you can phone Cabrini Hospital by dialing 318-487-1122. Also, McDonald's of Pineville.
KAYT 88.1, Gina Alexandria.
You You know, this morning we're talking about changes. We're only days and hours away from 2013, embarking upon a new year, hopefully a new you. And, you know, DC and I were really assessing not only our own lives, but people that we know, our friends that are going through some challenging times. And so this morning, what we wanted to do is we wanted to take this morning to really encourage people that changes, you know, there are great, great psychologists and great minds, DC, that would all say the same thing about change. Change comes hard because most of us are creatures of habit. And so I was saying to DC that when our friend called us and we were hurt for him and we were saddened for him, but by the same token, because of the nature of the business, DC, that he is in, we were not surprised that this had happened. Somebody that is a rule follower, somebody that does not create waves, who is very, very good at what they do, very much a professional, but had dreams of opening his own business and had it all mapped out, DC, on how to do it, even went through the process from A to Z, got the educational background to get it done, took time away from his family to go and get it done. But for whatever reason, probably fear at the top of the list, he recoiled and he backed up. And instead of starting his own business like what he was being led to do, DC, he went and worked for someone else. And so we fast forward to how many years forward?
About 10 years.
Has it been 10 years, you think?
Yes.
Okay, fast forward 10 years. So he went back and worked for someone else. And then so when you got the call, what did you say to our friend about the changes and about where he was?
Well, you know, I just pretty much explained to him that he just had to just start where he was there. I mean, you know, it happened. They're not going to change their mind. And, you know, he just needs to see where what he needs to do to move forward.
And isn't that easier said than done?
Yes, it is.
And so when you have worked in a business, in an industry, as long as he had, and you were in that business as well, and you understand right. The nature of that business, and so you're thinking all is well, your family's taken care of, you've got a home, you've got all the things.
Well, being in that business, what I would have been thinking and what I used to be thinking when I was in it is that you always have to be prepared for something like that to happen. The only way something like that was not going to happen if he had made a decision to do what he was trying to do 10 years earlier, which mm-hmm. was get his own situation.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and sometimes, you know, when you're in these type of professions and you outgrow the job that you're in, you know, the people around you feel uncomfortable with you being where you are, and you don't really understand why. You know, he pretty much just outgrew the position, and it has been for quite some time for him to move on, but he's been having these insecurities about stepping out of the boat, so to speak,
mm-hmm.
on his own.
And so what do we say to people, because everybody, especially, and I'm just talking to those people that are looking to do a new thing, whether it's you're looking to go back to school and further your education, you are looking to move up to the next position where
right.
you are, or you're looking to start your own business. But you said something really, really important. You said sometimes when you're working for a business, sometimes you can outgrow the position.
Yes.
And the people.
Right. You can, you know, and so, you know, you just have to know where you are. And, you know, in most instances, timing is everything. Being in the right place at the right time with the right people,
mm-hmm.
you know. And he may have, and I don't know what happened to him. I know that he did get trained to be an owner.
Right.
And he had everything that he needed to have to be an owner.
Right.
And he decided not to do it.
And we never knew really why he decided.
No, he just, it seems like he just kept saying that the right opportunity wouldn't present itself. And it seemed like he got debilitated by fear,
mm-hmm.
You know, because you do have to put a lot of your own wealth at stake.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you have to, you know, it's a gamble,
mm-hmm.
you know, and a lot of what you own has to go into
the situation, because the people who are actually funding it need for you to put up something too.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, that's just how it is.
And so I wanna revert back to people who have big personalities, people who play big, so to speak, in the workplace, and it doesn't play well with others. Your personality is just so dynamic, and you're so outgoing, and you get the job done, but others around you see that as, they see that as bragging, or they see that as you're not being a team player, but this is who you are. And so those people, and we've seen friends like that this year as well, who had such big personalities that they really couldn't go in and work for others because they were sure-minded, they knew who they were and what they wanted, and their bigness, so to speak, made others feel small. And so how do we help people that are right now ending this year, and they're just big personalities? They go in, they get the job done, but they don't necessarily work well.
Well, they need to make that adjustment. I mean, if you're in a position and you do the job well, but you're obnoxious too, I mean, you have to stop.
What does it necessarily mean that you, does that,
that's
is that what
you said? You said, okay, you do the job well, but you just got to stop being that and just do the job.
But do you think that people that are, is it obnoxious because you're a big thinker?
No, it's not obnoxious to be a big thinker. I don't think it's obnoxious to be a big thinker, but it is obnoxious to, if you're a big thinker and you're just, that's just it, you're a big thinker. That's mm-hmm. that's fine. I don't see anything wrong with that, but it seems like you're writing more into it, like you're a big thinker and you're letting everybody know that you're the
right,
man and all
right,
that.
That's right.
You know, you've crossed the line.
Right, and yeah, so you if you're going to be in a business, you've got to know how to work well with others.
Of course. That's any business. That's anybody. It doesn't matter how good you are or how good you're not.
Mm-hmm.
You still have to be able to work well with others if you're in a...
But don't you think that sometimes big thinkers do come across as obnoxious?
Sometimes. And now, if you're a big thinker and you're completely surrounded around mediocre people,
mm-hmm.
then you may even look obnoxious when you're really not.
Right. And so that's
my point. You got to try to bring people up. Yeah, you got to try to... You know, you may seem obnoxious, but then when you start to train people and they start to see that you're not obnoxious, but what you're saying is actually going to help them,
uh-huh.
and it absolutely does work, then you don't look as obnoxious. You look like you're a person that's trying to get the job done and you're trying to achieve bigger goals.
Mm-hmm. And for those people, because I think that there are a lot of people that are listening this morning that are making changes or have had changes made for them, and are still in the acceptance phase of how do I accept these changes that were made for me, like our friends, many of our friends who lost really powerful jobs, trying to get into acceptance. And then there's other friends that the changes were made for them and they just hit the ground running. They said, you know what? Instead of being bitter, I'm going to get better. And these changes that were imposed upon me have really opened a door for the gifts and the talents that I was never able to exercise where I was. And so I guess it's all about how you look at those changes. It's all about the perception of what those changes mean to you. You can look at those changes as negative changes, or you can look at those changes as agents of change, as an opportunity to go back and do all of the things, DC, that you talked about.
Right.
And for us, we understand changes. Our situation was a little bit different because we created our own change. But there are some challenges and some uncertainties that come with change.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I mean, you know, change is not easy. And, you know, it's not as comfortable as people would like for it to be.
And that's the word.
And it's risky.
And it's risky. And so how do we help people in the new year, just based on our own life experiences, to deal with those changes that are uncomfortable?
Well, what I would suggest to people is you have to link up to your higher power.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you know, with me, I had to link up to God and get myself in a place spiritually until when I do make a move or I decide to make a change, it's in keeping with what God's will is for me.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I try to do. But that's just me.
Right. And you know? I think
try not to intellectualize and make decisions based on intellectual pride.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that was a lot of what my problem was early on in life. You know, if it didn't make sense to me in my natural mind, you know, I wasn't going to do it.
Mm-hmm.
But now I have to seek God and meditate and pray and ask God for answers and listen to see what the answers are going to be before I actually step out in anything.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's just how we do it.
Absolutely. And, you know, as we talk about changes, when you undergo changes like that, especially changes that you had not anticipated, there are a lot of people that would say, I'm going to work X number of years before I retire or before I leave, and I'm going to save X number of dollars before I leave or whatever. But then when those changes are made for you very abruptly, it really makes you ask yourself, or should make you ask yourself, the question, who are you?
Absolutely. Well, you can ask yourself the question or not ask yourself the question, but you're about to find out who you are. Because if somebody walks up to you and tell you you fired and you've got a family and responsibilities, you need to pull up by the bootstraps and get rolling.
Mm-hmm.
You know, at that point right there, you know, because I've been fired before, you know, and I can just say what happened with me. I moved on to the next thing. And, you know, after that happens, you know, and I've not gotten fired excessively, but, you know, after you get fired, it does tend to.
It hurts.
It hurts, and you tend to feel somewhat insecure, you know, and you start asking yourself, am I good at this? Am I mm-hmm. really doing what I'm supposed to be doing? What is it and why did they fire me? And you just have to know who you are and whose you are, and you just have to get back up on the horse, because guess what? Just because I got fired, the bills are going to keep coming,
mm-hmm.
you know, and, you know, I still have to feed my family.
Right.
So, you know, I mean, at that point right there, you know, it's time to get up and be a man.
Right. You can be pitiful, as Joyce Myers would say, or you could be powerful, but you really can't be both. And a lot of people, especially when you're not expecting change, it is hard. It's hard to grab your bearings. And I know for men, you have to do that because you are the providers. But for people that are undergoing change that happened to them not because they wanted it or anticipated it, you know, there is a process that people have to go through, but for us in our lives, what we've learned about change is that change is exacted upon you to get you to the next place in a lot of cases. And sometimes if you would not have been fired from your job, or you would not have been pushed out, or you would not have been downsized, it's very possible that you may never have moved to the next thing.
Well, that's true, because, I mean, you know, sometimes, you know, getting fired is a blessing in disguise, and sometimes it's not. I mean, sometimes you can get fired because you weren't doing what you were supposed
well,
to be
true.
Doing, and
mm-hmm.
you couldn't do the job, and you have to move into a profession that's lesser than what you think you should have been doing. But sometimes, in other cases, you know, you get fired, and it can be a blessing because it propels you into the thing that you should have been doing anyway.
Mm-hmm. And for a lot of people, it will be a trajectory. For
yes,
them.
Yes.
It will catapult you to the next thing. And so this morning we just felt compelled to really encourage people in 2013 to begin to start the birthing process. And when I thought about birthing, I thought about how you prepare to give birth.
Right.
And so what I remembered most was that as big and pregnant as I was, I didn't just give birth. You know, when you're planning something, when you're planning a baby, there are some steps that you take before you give birth.
Absolutely.
And those steps are steps of preparation.
You have to get prepared.
And so this morning, what we want to encourage people to do, DC, as they're embarking upon a new year, hopefully a new them, and changes, is to begin preparing. You know, there are things that you have to set in order. And sometimes in the process, we think that if we're not making gargantuan steps, what I mean by that, if we're not bounding, if we're not leaping, if we're not making huge steps, we see that as doing nothing. But in the birthing room and in the birthing process, DC, even if you are taking small steps for preparation, if you're creating a plan, if you're looking at the logistics of the plan, if you're talking to people who have done what you're trying to do, I mean, just gathering information, just moving toward the mark, then you have started your birthing process. And you can't take those small steps for granted, because at least you're moving. And when you understand the birthing process and you understand babies, every baby starts with just a seed, and then it grows, a seed, so to speak, and then it grows, and then it's birthed, and then, you know, you start the process of raising that baby, but it just doesn't happen. It all has to start someplace, DC.
That's right.
And so this morning, what we want to encourage you to do, no matter where you are, no matter what you're doing, start making those changes. Start birthing. Start the journey. Baby steps. Y'all, it's Friday. It's the weekend. And you're on point.
Christmas comes only once a year, but those holiday bills can stick around for months. You can make the holidays easier on your bank account with the Southern Heritage Bank Christmas Club. It's the easy way to save. And when Christmas rolls around next year, both you and your bank account will be in the holiday spirit. Southern Heritage Bank, online at shbnet.com.
Southern Heritage Bank is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
The staff and management at Southern Heritage Bank wishes you and yours a safe and happy holiday season. May you find joy in the meaning of Christmas.
From our family to yours, Merry Christmas.
And a Happy New Year.
Sylvia's Caring Companion serves 15 parishes throughout Central and South Louisiana, providing excellence in direct care service 24 hours per day, 7 days per week to individuals who are physically, mentally, and functionally impaired. Sylvia's services include long-term personal care service, supervised independent living, the now and past waiver services. Sylvia's Caring Companions Health Care Services, people care by caring people, owned and operated by Darlene St. Romain. For more information, phone Sylvia's at 318-346-2540 or 800-660-0488. Sylvia's, another proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Attention Alexandria and surrounding areas. Get Wired Satellites, powered by DirecTV, now has your locals in HD. That's right. Your locals are now available in stunning high definition. Don't watch the game in standard definition like the other guy. Step up to high definition with Get Wired Satellites. 767-2220. That's 767-2220. Get Wired Satellites in Alexandria off the traffic circle.
Get Wired Satellites is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Hey, what's up with that McRib sandwich at Mickey D's? It tastes good, but where's the bone? Well, let me break it down. They start with 100% tender, juicy pork minus the bone. Because no bone means more meat. And more meat means what? More sauce. Tangy, sweet, delicious sauce. Add pickles and onions, stack it all up on a tasty bun, and bam! A delicious McRib sandwich that fits in the palm of your hand. But only for a limited time. Now that's the simple joy of McRib. And participate in McDonald's.
McDonald's of Pineville is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Southwest Beverage Wholesalers work with educators, parents, and law enforcement to implement alcohol responsibility initiatives in our communities. When it comes to preventing drunk driving, responsibility matters. To learn more, log on to www.beresponsible.com.
A stroke can be devastating, so it's important to know the signs and get immediate care at Christus Cabrini Stroke Center. We've partnered with Ochsner Medical Center's telemedicine program to provide 24/7 access to highly specialized neurologists. And we're ranked in HealthGrade's top 5% nationally for treatment of stroke. When seconds matter, care matters. Christus Cabrini Stroke Center. Fighting stroke together.
Cabrini Hospital is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Hunger exists in Central Louisiana. It has many faces, but knows no age, no race, no gender, no season. The Food Bank of Central Louisiana is working to end hunger. We distribute food to more than 22,000 people every month, but many more often do not know where their next meal will come from. We need your help. Call the Food Bank or visit fbcinlaw.org. Please support the Food Bank in its efforts to alleviate hunger in Central Louisiana.
The Food Bank of Central Louisiana is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Is your hair red carpet ready? Well, Selah Beauty Supply is Alexandria's newest beauty supply store. Selah Beauty Supply offers 7,000 square feet of beauty supplies and accessories. Everything you need in designer hair brands, wigs, extensions, handbags, scarves, cosmetics, hats and jewelry, plus so much more. Look your absolute best with Selah Beauty Supply, the supply store with all of your beauty needs. Selah Beauty Supply is located at 4011 Lakeside Drive behind Pizza Hut at Lee and MacArthur Drive, or phone 318-442-8950. Open Monday through Saturday from 9:30 a.m. to 6:30 p.m. Selah Beauty Supply, another proud sponsor for On Point Talk.
HicksonHasIt.com. HicksonHasIt.com. Click on to shop hundreds of new and smart buy pre-owned vehicles. HicksonHasIt.com has Toyotas, BMWs, Mazdas, Fords, Lincolns, plus every make and model to choose. Click on HicksonHasIt.com 24/7, 365 days a year. New and smart buy specials updated daily. HicksonHasIt.com. Everything you want. HicksonHasIt.
Hickson Automotive Group is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Isn't it reassuring to know you have a bank with the proven leadership to help you achieve your dreams? First Federal Bank of Louisiana, a bank where you can discuss your needs with someone who can actually help you from the minute you walk in. A trusted name for over 60 years, a bank that has remained strong, stable, and secure. Unchanged strength and unprecedented growth in providing help to families and businesses all across the state. First Federal Bank of Louisiana.
Member FDIC.
Rayhide Painted Body Works is committed to their customers and Central Louisiana. They're an established business that has provided quality repairs for over 30 years. It's their investment in the highest quality materials and the latest technology that sets them apart from the rest. You know, your automobile is one of the biggest investments you'll ever make, so be sure that any repairs meet safety standards and will last the lifetime of your vehicle. Rayhide Painted Body Works, anybody can remove dents. They remove doubts.
Rayhide Paint and Body Works is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Call your agent.
My agent?
Yeah.
You were driving.
You know, it's cool. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Oh, hey, guys.
Oof. What's up, Tony? You see what he made me do, right?
It's okay. I got it.
That was him.
Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there with the world's smallest violin. Because this is what I hear when you talk.
Can I get a binky for baby Brian Brown?
Here you go.
That's it. Michael Buffer.
Let's get ready to rumble!
State Farm agents are there when you need them.
Your on-point good neighbor State Farm agent in Alexandria is Rosa Fields, 318-487-1881 or 4304 South MacArthur Drive. Your on-point good neighbor State Farm agent in Avoyelles Parish is Kyle Wolf, 318-346-6695 or 1109 Shirley Road in Bunkie.
Creating opportunities and leveling the playing field for all citizens are critical to ensuring Alexandria's social and economic sustainability. The City of Alexandria Diversity in Action Program was created to assist small, emerging, and minority and women-owned businesses by providing the resources and the network they need to become competitive and successful. Diversity in Action works with MPE, WPE businesses, coordinating businesses with startup, coaching, and entrepreneurial assistance such as capacity building, providing access to capital, and more. If you are an MPE, WPE business, Diversity in Action can assist your business through the Close the Gap Mentoring Program, designed to bridge the gap between potential failure and success, and a small emerging businesses program. Diversity in Action is a free service working with businesses, removing obstacles to success for anyone who is willing to work hard and diligently. Get started today. 318-449-5107. That's 318-449-5107. Or go to www.diversityinaction.org.
Diversity in Action is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
It's a wonderful time of year at Dillard's Alexandria. From the best names in fashion, beauty, and fragrances to all the luxuries of home, Dillard's Alexandria is your Christmas destination. For huge holiday savings and spectacular selections, Dillard's Alexandria is the style of Christmas. Discover great gifts for her, for him, and for your home. Experience firsthand what all the buzz is about. For a wonderful shopping experience awaits you at Dillard's Alexandria for the style of Christmas. Dillard's Alexandria, located in the Alexandria Mall. For more information, phone 318-445-9992. Dillard's Alexandria, another proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Hi everyone, this is Lisa Love with Love Executive Coaching. I want to wish everyone in the OPT audience a very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome back. It's the weekend. It's 8:30, December the 28th, and if you're just getting your morning started, it's rainy, wet, of course, and the temperatures are dropping. This segment of the OPT Network, though, is sponsored by Get Wired Satellites. You can phone for more information by dialing 318-767-2220. Southern Heritage Bank, they're an independently owned community bank meeting the financial needs of our community. Also, Alexandria's Diversity in Action. Like a good neighbor, your State Farm agent, Kyle Wolf, is serving Avoyelles Parish. For more information about all of your insurance needs, the number is 318-346-6695. And Ray Hyde Paint and Body Works Expert Collision Repair. My goodness, if you've got a half repair, you might as well use Ray Hyde Paint and Body Works for expert collision repair. If you're just getting your work morning started, I tell you what, when it's rainy like this and the temperatures have dropped, I know you want to roll over. It's hard to get out of that bed, but we want to encourage you this morning to get your momentum rolling and to know that this year is almost It's almost over, DC. 3 days, 14 hours, 28 minutes, and 9 seconds until the changes of the new year. Hoping that this year will bring new changes for a new you, a new family, your new business, your new aspirations, whatever they are. We hope that you will, as we intend to do, step into 2013 with great hopes for possibility, DC. And possibility is something that we love to talk about because we know that possibility speaks to potential. And if there is potential there, anything is possible. And so for those people that are feeling a little bit discouraged this morning, and you know, yesterday we talked about resolving to do things differently and creating all of these elaborate New Year's resolutions. Instead of doing that this year, why don't you do some self-seeking and some self-searching to find out your possibilities, to meditate on your changes, to find out who you are, why you are, and where you are. And when you do that, I think that the doors of possibility to change will open up. They will open wide, and they will be bright, new, refreshing ideas for a new year. No matter where you are, no matter what has happened, I have seen people that have been so resilient after losing jobs. And then I have seen people that have been so broken and everywhere in between. And I know it's easy to sit and talk about changes and possibilities when you have a job and your family seems to be taken care of. But sometimes I think that those are things that just have to happen to get us to the next place. And yesterday after we left the show, we're doing the show every day, but we kind of have had some half days, and we fished yesterday after the show. And one of the things that I said to DC and Deuce in the boat is how just a few days, it seems, a few days ago, a few weeks ago, the trees were changing. And, you know, we talked about, I told you about the beauty of the changes of the leaves and the brilliant colors of fall and how just majestically beautiful it was to see. And yesterday, as I sat in the boat and I looked around the lake and I looked at the trees, and I said to Deuce, and he's hilarious, I said just what I said to you about how beautiful it was just a few weeks ago, and he said, that's the stages of tree life. And it is very true. And now everything that was beautiful has changed, and it's dead. And sometimes when you go through change, I think you can feel dead. But in order to be renewed, things have to be sort of seared off or burned off or die off, if you will, so that the renewal will come, and the budding and the process of rebirthing and regrowing can happen. But in order for that to happen, in a lot of cases, DC, sometimes things have to die. And nobody likes to talk about death. Nobody likes to see things die, especially things that they love, people that we love. But sometimes that's how change happens. And so this morning, as you're getting ready for your weekend and you're getting ready for New Year's Eve and getting ready to usher in another new year, I don't know about you, but for us, it has made us more thoughtful, looking into the future. But as we look into the future, not to get overwhelmed, not to get so consumed with how things are going to happen and when they're going to happen and why won't this happen or why has this happened, but to really just learn to be right where you are and to be productive where you are, whether you have lost a job, whether you're in a job that you're trying to transition out of, whether you are on the launching pad to the trajectory of a new career, a new idea, whatever it is, to be productive right where you are. And so as I was thinking about this conversation, you know, I had said yesterday about those people, I'm going to call them in 2013, DC, I'm going to call them dream bandits. They try to steal your dreams. They try to steal your joy. They try to impart doubt. And so if you are surrounded by dream bandits, those are people you've got to shake off in 2013. And I'll tell you what happened. You know, as I was telling you, as we were getting ready and we didn't know what this show would be, it started one day a week, 30 minutes. And there were so many negative people that tried to stop. Well, really, it just started as, I'll tell you how it started. It started from just remembering why I was here and what I was supposed to be doing. You know, if you have gone for years and years and years, sometimes you'll forget things that lie within you. And I had forgotten a lot of the things that were invested in me, a lot of the things that were in me, I had forgotten. And then one day I just had an epiphany. And I realized that this is what I should start moving to. Well, like everybody else, I had a job and, you know, I was bound by the job and couldn't do a lot of what I wanted to do for my own self because I had this job. And so then, you know, there were those people, even for one day a week, 30 minutes, DC, that tried to steal that tried to kill it at its inception.
Right.
You know, those dream bandits.
They didn't know it was a guard lurking around, though.
No, they didn't.
Guard, a pit bull.
And so I started seeking people that could help. And the first person that I sought was my husband. You know, sometimes help is right in your own house. And you're looking everywhere, and it's right there. And I said, and I've said this before, I said, DC, I don't quite know how this thing could work in terms of how we might could make money. But I think if you look at it, I think you could figure it out. And true enough, he did. And our journey started. It started with one day, 30 minutes. And then it started to grow just a little bit at a time. Just little by little, it started to grow. And it's still growing. And then so I met this lady that I had met some years ago. And these two people, just people that I know, not friends, not even really acquaintances. And so this guy tells this lady, he said, yeah, you know what? You were right on it. You had the idea to start a show that's doing just what her show is doing, and you missed it. And the look on this lady's face was just almost a look of brokenness. And so why am I telling you this story? I'm telling you this story because we're all pregnant with something. And you can let people talk you out of birthing what you know you're pregnant with, and somebody is going to do exactly what you were pregnant with. And you're going to be sitting on the bench of life, and you're going to be saying, but that was my idea. You remember, I had that idea, that very idea, and she's doing it, or he's doing it. And then you're going to be haunted by, what would have happened, DC, if I would have just tried? Now, just because somebody else is doing something that you want to do, or that you know you're gifted to do, now this is where it gets tricky. It gets tricky because you can't do something because someone else is doing it and they make it look really, really easy. And you think to yourself, if she's doing that, I know I can too. Because guess what? If that is not the area of your gift, it will not work. But now, if your gift is in the same area as the person that's doing the same thing that you're doing, then yes, give birth. Start the birthing process. But know where your gifts and your talents lie. Y'all, it's the weekend, and today's show is all about possibility. Yes, you are On Point, the official OPT Network. It's 8:41. We're back after this.
Whether you're traveling north or south on Highway 71, Davis One Stop is centrally located in the heart of Cheneyville.
Davis One Stop offers a full-service grocery store with fresh meats and a local butcher for the absolute finest cuts. And if that's not enough, for your convenience, there's a cafe and a gift shop where the service is great, the people are friendly, and the store is always clean. Davis One Stop. Everything you need, every time you shop. Davis One Stop, Cheneyville, Louisiana, another proud sponsor for On Point Talk.
Shopping for the best deal in town? Start at Heart of Louisiana Credit Union. Heart of Louisiana has great Visa rates as low as 7.9% APR. With no transfer fees and no cash advance fees, you'll start this shopping season with the best deal in town.
Skip trip from the start at the Credit Union with a heart. The Heart of Louisiana Federal Credit Union.
Shop happier this holiday season knowing that you've already found one of the best deals in town. A Heart of Louisiana Visa with great rates. Heart of Louisiana Credit Union's Visa with rates as low as 7.9% APR will get your Christmas shopping done and leave you with enough to treat yourself. Learn more at any branch or visit heartcu.org. Credit rates contingent on credit score and approval. Federally insured by the NCUA.
The Credit Union with a heart.
Heart of Louisiana Credit Union is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
There are gift shops, and then there's Terra Home. Terra Home has built a solid reputation in Central Louisiana as the go-to place for unique gift items for any occasion. The first thing you'll notice about Terra Home is it's bright, it's warm, and it's inviting. And the displays are meticulously put together and simply bursting with treasures just waiting to be discovered. Terra Home for the best gifts, home decor, jewelry, and so much more. Terra Home is located at 1355 Peterman Drive in Alexandria, or phone 318-561-0079.
Of Oils Parish invites you to vacation close to home. Come learn in our museums, enjoy annual festival fun, recreate at our golf courses, and choose from fine dining or casual home cooking. Your hotel room or bed and breakfast experience is waiting for your reservation. Of Oils Commission of Tourism invites you to stay and play in Of Oils Parish. For more information on Of Oils, call 800-833-4195 or www.travelofoils.com or plan your Louisiana travels at louisianatravel.com.
Avals Tourism is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Each holiday season brings the opportunity to strengthen family ties and renew old friendships. At Southern Heritage Bank, we hope that you and your family experience the fullness of the holiday season. May it fill your home with joy, your heart with love, and your life with laughter. We wish you peace with many blessings and a new year filled with happiness. Happy Holidays from Southern Heritage Bank.
Sylvia's Caring Companion serves 15 parishes throughout Central and South Louisiana, providing excellence in direct care service 24 hours per day, 7 days per week to individuals who are physically, mentally, and functionally impaired. Sylvia's services include long-term personal care service, supervised independent living, the now and past waiver services. Sylvia's Caring Companions Healthcare Services, People Care by Caring People, owned and operated by Darlene St. Romain. For more information, phone Sylvia's at 318-346-2540 or 800-660-0488. Sylvia's, another proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Attention Alexandria and surrounding areas. Get Wired Satellites, powered by DirecTV, now has your locals in HD. In HD. That's right. Your locals are now available in stunning high definition. Don't watch the game in standard definition like the other guy. Step up to high definition with Get Wired Satellites. 767-2220. That's 767-2220. Get Wired Satellites in Alexandria off the traffic circle.
Get Wired Satellites is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Hey, what's up with that McRib sandwich at Mickey D's? It tastes good, but where's the bone? Well, let me break it down. They start with the 100% tender, juicy pork minus the bone. Because no bone means more meat. And more meat means what? More sauce. Tangy, sweet, delicious sauce. Add pickles and onions, stack it all up on a tasty bun, and bam! A delicious McRib sandwich that fits in the palm of your hand. But only for a limited time. Now that's the simple joy of McRib. At participating McDonald's.
McDonald's of Pineville is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Southwest Beverage Wholesalers work with educators, parents, and law enforcement to implement alcohol responsibility initiatives in our communities. When it comes to preventing drunk driving, responsibility matters. To learn more, log on to www.beresponsible.com.
A stroke can be devastating, so it's important to know the signs and get immediate care at Christus Cabrini Stroke Center. We've partnered with Ochsner Medical Center's telemedicine program to provide 24/7 access to highly specialized neurologists. And we're ranked in HealthGrade's top 5% nationally for treatment of stroke. When seconds matter, care matters. Christus Cabrini Stroke Center. Fighting stroke together.
Cabrini Hospital is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Good morning, and good morning. I am Joshua Joy Dara, and guess what? I listen to On Point Talk with College Christmas. You need to do the same thing. Check it out.
Hi, I'm Lynette Hazelton, Marketing Director for Heart of Louisiana Credit Union, and I am proud to be part of the official OPT network with Carlette Christmas.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to the OPT Network. If you're just getting your morning started, it's Friday morning, December the 28th. And if you're just getting outside, it's about 55 degrees. It is rainy, or it was rainy. I don't know if it's still raining, but it was raining when we came in. And the temperatures are dropping, so please be careful if you're just getting your morning started. This segment of On Point Talk is sponsored by the Heart of Louisiana Credit Union, the credit union with a heart. Also, the Avoyelles Commission of Tourism. Stay and play in Avoyelles Parish, Davis One Stop. If you're traveling on Highway 71, Davis One Stop is the best stop. They're in the heart of Cheneyville. Also, Sylvia's Caring Companions Healthcare Services and McDonald's of Alexandria. If you're just joining us, we are wrapping up our year end, D.C., with just some good, just some good common sense talk that will make you think about 2013. Think about the things that were good over the last years, the things that were not so good, and things that maybe you can get better on and change. And do you see, one of the things that I was talking about are how people are bandits of your dreams and how they steal your dreams. And I was talking about the lady who was contemplating a show very much like the one we are doing now. And we both really saw her body language, and we saw how almost broken she was by that. And it really just speaks to how people will break your spirit. And oftentimes, I don't even know if they're trying to break your spirit. And so what did you see in her demeanor? You know, when it was almost like the person had just sort of taken a knife and just jabbed her with it.
Yes.
But, you know, how did that make you feel?
Well, it just showed me what people will do. You know, they'll naysay you, and then they'll accuse you for not doing something after you don't do it.
Wow. They'll lie to you.
Yeah.
And then they'll accuse you of what they lied to you about.
Devilish. You know, yeah. They say he's an accuser of the brethren.
He says he's the number one liar and the accuser of their brethren. You know, don't let anyone lie to you and then accuse you.
Absolutely.
Because that's what people will do, because we know principalities work through people.
And that's not all people.
And that's not all people.
Some people out there who, you know, they're self-righteous.
Mm-hmm.
They think they're right.
Yeah.
About some things, and they're absolutely not.
Right. And so that's why
some people are real encouraging and uplifting. Mm-hmm. And, you know, you have people, you just have to know who's who.
Right.
You have to know who's who when you're dealing with folks.
And you know what? One of the reasons why we like to encourage people is because we have a lot of people on this journey that are cheering for us and that are encouraging us. And we like to reciprocate by encouraging other people, by helping people to know,
right,
to see that anything is possible.
Absolutely. And then you have some people that even when they're trying to help, it's about them.
What do you mean?
I mean that there's people who actually help people, but the helping, the motive behind helping is not to help. The motive behind helping is to help their own self.
Right, to say, look what I did, or look how I helped.
Right.
And so you just have to be careful. And I think that, I don't know, this year has really made us more provoked by thought than ever before, because, you know, when you're on a journey, there are so many ebbs and flows, peaks and valleys, highs and lows. And you really have to be able to take the bitter as well as the sweet. And this morning, as you are getting ready to get out of your car and get to work, we hope that you'll really start to think about the future and think about the changes. Because if you're alive, there are going to be changes. There are going to be changes in every aspect of your life. And I think that changes on the surface are really good. They're good for us. But how we deal with those changes is what makes the transition either positive or negative. You can think good about those changes, or you can think, woe is me. And if you put yourself in that woe is me state of mind, then that's what you're going to have going into 2013. And maybe that's why I'm just all about thinking as opposed to making resolutions, because when you resolve to do things that you're really not equipped for, you really hadn't meditated on it, you hadn't really prayed about it, you really hadn't given it all that it needed to be, then guess what? You end up with another year in the can trying to figure it out. So what? Get your momentum going.
Get it going.
Get it going for the new year.
We've got one more broadcasting day in the new year. In the old year. On Point Broadcasting.
Mm-hmm.
The network. One more show. What are we going to do? We're not going to invite anybody. I mean, we kind of wanted to just keep these last shows just with you kind of philosophizing the folks, you know, saying what's on your heart. I guess we'll do that again for the new year, kind of see, you know, see what's happening. Check the temperature of the folks. Y'all know we will be here Monday and Tuesday, New Year's Eve and New Year's, because we are the hardest working people in radio.
And you know what, DC? We really love to share our hearts with our listeners, because it makes us think, and we hope that it makes you think too. We love to have fun. We love to get deep. We love to do it all. But you know what? The reason why we're here and we understand what our mission is on this journey is to sow into your lives. And see, the more we water you, guess what? Yeah, we have motives. We know God's going to water us too.
Yeah.
And so we want to give you, we want to give you some good water. We want to give you some good stuff, because we want to hear great stories coming into 2013. We want to hear new businesses popping up. We want to hear new ideas. We want to hear just newness for 2013. And we know that it lies within you and it lies within us. And we're just excited about being agents of change. I tell you one thing, even though it's raining, y'all, it's still Friday. It's the weekend.
And they say it's not going to rain all day. They're thinking about sometimes afternoon.
And you're hoping that for sure it won't rain.
Well, no, it's going to stop raining and get really, really cold. And that's going to turn the big white perch on.
That's going to turn the big
white
perch on.
I'll be out there to get you tomorrow, fish. Yeah.
I tell you what, it's been a great week. We hope that your week has had the momentum. And guess what? If it didn't, add it today. Add that word momentum to your word selection and make it happen. Don't be afraid to make those changes. Hey, y'all, we've had a great week. We've had some challenges just like you have. But you know what? It doesn't matter about those challenges. It matters if you get up and you live to fight another day. It's the weekend, baby. It's December the 28th, and you've been on point. We want to thank you guys so much, as always, for spending the very best part of your morning with us on the what?
OPT Network.
Oh, yeah. We love you. God loves you so much more than that. So why not love yourself and be the change that you want to see?
the Intelligent Network.
I love it. It feels good on this Friday. We hope that you have a great and a safe weekend. And we'll see you right back here on Monday for New Year's Eve. We hope you join us. Have a great day. You've been On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas, the official OPT network. Our mission is to encourage, uplift, and enlighten you one conversation